You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, New York Times Radio, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It's Thursday, May 1st. Good morning. And today, while American eyes are on the Democratic race for president, a new poll out by the New York Times and CBS News shows Barack Obama feeling a bit of a pinch among Democratic voters, but that's here in the U.S. In Britain, it's the race for mayor of London where voters will go to the polls. The contest is full of racy headlines about sex and drugs and quips like the incumbent Ken Livingstone once calling the American ambassador a chiseling crook, and a conservative challenger, Boris Johnson, who's described himself as a blithering buffoon. Big personalities are American political staples. And BBC anchor Patrick O'Connell says, well, they're the latest American export to London.
Well, good morning from London, John and Adora. You've narrowed down our field in a very kind of mean way. There's a bunch of candidates. But basically, it's true. The way it's being described, it's as if the late Charlton Heston was taking on George Clooney to run London. In the left corner, you've got Ken Livingstone, the incumbent mayor, who did describe your ambassador as a crook for not paying congestion charge. And in the right corner, you've got Boris Johnson, a big, blonde-haired conservative man who's admitted in the past he can come over as a bit of a joke.
You know, actually, we have some sound of Johnson talking about dabbling a bit with cocaine. Let's take a listen.
Have you snorted cocaine?
Yeah, I tried to. But
you've tried to snort cocaine?
Unsuccessfully, a long time ago.
Oh, my God. You can't even... You can't joke about that stuff.
I sneezed.
Oh, my God.
So the four people around you took cocaine because he went
and David Cameron went,
hey! There was only a very small quantity. It was a long, long time ago. I think it's probably a totally disgusting and ridiculous thing to do. And what else can I say about it?
Sounds good.
Very, 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 very wrong and bad.
Patrick, we're not sure what to make of that. With all that laughter in the background, you have the potential future mayor of a very important city like London. I lived there for years. Londoners take themselves seriously. And there's all this laughter about the potential mayor who tried cocaine.
Well, we do have to spool back a bit. This was made before he announced his candidacy. He was promoted on a sort of Saturday Night Live program, as indeed was the incumbent, Ken Livingstone, the mayor of London, has also appeared on this show. It's called Have I Got News For You? That's a clip from a couple of years ago. So they come with this baggage, basically, Adora, but they both candidates have faced really one of the toughest battles of their political career, and there is a lot of policy at it. But it's just that we've imported this style of election to London from you guys.
So you're going to blame us, Patty?
Yeah, no, I am, absolutely. But also thanking you, because I think, you know, it was introduced 10 years ago because it was felt we needed a big city mayor. We didn't have a direct elected mayor a decade ago. And it was a desire to give more accountability to the people of London, one of the world's greatest cities. So I think we also thank you for introducing, you know, ultimately this is a real choice. There is policy here, and Londoners are very, very excited. I went and voted this morning. There was a queue of people, first-time voters in front of me, an old lady behind me. Someone said, there's no lead in my pencil to vote. And I said, well, I know how you feel.
So that's right, because we need
like
to
an
remind,
awesome party.
But we also need to remind everyone that there you do literally vote with a pencil and a piece of paper, and you put an X next to the candidate that you want, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. This is not some American election machine with a big button and a lever. This is a pencil.
Wow, it's kind of like the Magna Carta, huh?
Well, there's no need to be rude, John. I mean, this is democracy at work, and you know, among the issues are allegations of fleas at City Hall, denied by the incumbent, a big row over buses. You know, this is the city that ultimately had a peasants' revolt here in 1381, and now we're arguing over buses and whether you should be taxed to drive your car into the city centre.
There is some irony here, though. You're saying as the elections have gotten more sensational, people have been more engaged, and so you're expecting, very quickly here, Patrick, you're expecting a good, solid turnout today in the race for mayor in London.
We are. This is a very polarizing time for British politics. We'll learn how the national picture looks, and London has imported a little slice of American big city politics.
Well, Patrick O'Connell, many thanks for those pithy observations. He's a BBC anchor there in London.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.